from Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. This week, we're taking a tour of music from one of the most beloved, influential, and commercially successful video game series of all time, Final Fantasy. Since 1987, its 14-plus numbered entries have sold over 130 million copies. While most games in the series have their own standalone stories, characters, and settings, all are tied together by a mix of complex storytelling and relationships with emotional, dramatic music, which evokes an experience far more impactful than the sum of its parts. Composer Nobuo Uematsu is practically synonymous with the Final Fantasy series itself. He's a giant of game music, having written the vast majority of the scores for these titles since 1987. While other composers have contributed themes over the years, it's Uematsu's innovative and immersive music that's best known and loved by fans. We'll begin, fittingly, with a prelude. This is a theme which Uematsu has expanded over its appearances in virtually every game in the series. It's also called the Crystal Theme. Here it is now, performed by the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic and Elmhurst College Concert Choir, conducted by Arne Roth, the prelude to Final Fantasy. The Crystal Theme, the prelude to Final Fantasy by Nobuo Uematsu. The Royal Stockholm Philharmonic and the Elmhurst College Concert Choir performed, led by Arne Roth, on Gameplay. Most of the pieces we'll hear today were recorded by an ensemble which has been on a massively successful world tour since 2007 called Distant Worlds, Music from Final Fantasy. These concerts sell out wherever they appear. Led by conductor and producer Arnie Roth, whom you might know as a Grammy-winning member of Mannheim Steamroller, these performances are multimedia experiences featuring projections of game footage, with superstar composer Uematsu himself frequently in attendance. Next, we'll hear two pieces of Final Fantasy battle music, the opening and bombing run from Final Fantasy VII, then the battle with the four fiends from Final Fantasy IV. Arnie Roth conducted the Distant Worlds Philharmonic in Battle with the Four Fiends from Final Fantasy IV, and before that, the opening and bombing run from Final Fantasy VII. That was all music by Nobuo Uematsu. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Keith Brown, thrilled to be taking you on a tour of music from Final Fantasy. Next up, two of Uematsu's first series pieces for chorus with orchestra from Final Fantasy VIII, the calm, idyllic Fisherman's Horizon, and then the intense Liberi Fatali, whose Latin title means Fated Children. The Royal Stockholm Philharmonic performs with the choir Allmänna Sången, led by Arnie Roth. we heard the Swedish choir Allmänna Sången with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic in two pieces from Final Fantasy VIII, Liberi Fatali, and just before that, Fisherman's Horizon. Arnie Roth conducted music of Nobuo Uematsu. Uematsu's compositions are influenced by many styles of music, from Wagnerian opera to rock, folk, and film music. In fact, his childhood ambition was to write scores for Hollywood films. But in bringing the dramatic emotion and grandeur of the great opera and film scores into video games, he helped to elevate the storytelling of the gaming medium. One musical idea he favors has roots in the 19th century operas of Richard Wagner. Called leitmotifs, or leading motives. These are melodies or themes which can be associated with specific characters, story locations, or concepts. A leading motive might amplify the emotion of a scene, or let us know what a character is thinking or feeling. The technique is used by many film composers, like John Williams. Now we're going to hear three of Final Fantasy's best-known leading motives. First, from Final Fantasy X, here's the theme evoking the ancient ruined city of Xanarkand.
Thank you.
music by Nobuo Uematsu from Final Fantasy X, the theme representing the game's setting, the ruined city of Xanarkand. And here's another well-known leading motive, or theme, from the series, associated with the heroine of Final Fantasy XIII, whose name is Lightning. She's an independent and determined character, and you can sense that through the driving rhythms of her theme by composer Masashi Hamauzu. Blinded by Light, music by Masashi Hamauzu from his score for Final Fantasy XIII. This next piece is from Final Fantasy VII, and it's named for a joyful, carefree ray of light, a young woman named Aerith. Players grew really attached to her and to her complex love story with the game's hero, Cloud Strife, and her sudden and tragic death in the story is remembered by many gamers as a powerfully moving moment of realization that a video game could make you feel.
Thank you.
Aerith's Theme, a piece composed by Nobuo Uematsu for the game Final Fantasy VII. The Royal Stockholm Philharmonic performed, led by Arnie Roth. I'm Keith Brown, your host for Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio, and this episode we're touring the music of the Final Fantasy series. Next, music showing some of Uematsu's love for American folk rock, a la Simon and Garfunkel. This is the ending theme from Final Fantasy V, entitled Dear Friends. Here's the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic, featuring guitarist Per Skaring.
Thank you.
Per Skaring, the guitarist there joining the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic under Arne Roth. That was Dear Friends, the ending theme from Final Fantasy V by game music legend Nobuo Uematsu. Uematsu's diverse range of musical influences run from Tchaikovsky and film scores to Celtic folk and even American rock of the 60s and 70s. This is Purple Haze, that 1966 rock classic by Jimi Hendrix, and Uematsu has cited it as a direct influence on the theme we're about to hear. The sheer impact, energy, and attitude of Hendrix's music infuses one of Uematsu's most iconic themes, that of the ruthless silver-haired villain of Final Fantasy VII, who wields a giant blade nearly twice the length of his body. His name, Sephiroth. His theme, One-Winged Angel.
Thank you.
Music for that most rock and roll of Final Fantasy villains. That was One Winged Angel, Sephiroth's theme from Final Fantasy VII, scored by gaming music rock star Nobuo Uematsu. Arne Roth led the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic and the chorus Allmänna Sången. I'm Keith Brown. Thanks for being with me. Our final selection of our Final Fantasy tour comes from Final Fantasy VI, which Uematsu has said was one of his favorite titles in the series to work on. Now on gameplay, Balance is Restored, the ending theme from Final Fantasy VI. Here, once again, is the Distant Worlds Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Arnie Roth led the Distant Worlds Philharmonic in the end theme from Final Fantasy VI, Balance is Restored, by Nobuo Uematsu. Many of today's game composers draw inspiration from the way story and music come together in Final Fantasy, amplifying one another the way they do in great films, operas, and musical theater. It's a groundbreaking series that in many ways pushed the medium itself forward, with each iteration in the series setting a new vision for what a video game experience could be. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.